Patient's name is Tammy Medina, first name T-A-M-M-Y, last name M-E-D-I-N-A. Date of birth is 12-18-1960. Date of service is 4-5-2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. 61-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of cough congestion. Feels like she's having some COPD exacerbation that just began on Saturday. She states that she does have all the medicine that she needs to care for her COPD. She does do a BiPAP at night, and she has all of her oxygen necessary. Allergies to codeine. Current medication was discussed with patient and is placed in chart. Medical history, congestive heart failure, COPD, hypertension, arthritis. Surgical history, cholecystectomy, left shoulder, right hip. Social history, denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 151 over 73, heart rate 86. Respiratory 18, temp 98.6. O2 sat is 91%, which is her normal, and she weighs 240 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed, HEE and T, mucous membranes, moist pupils, pleural, no erythema to the posterior pharynx, bilateral tympanic membranes intact. She does have some pressure to her frontal sinuses. Neck, negative WD, normal range of motion, chest, S1, S2, respirations even unlabored, diminished in all quadrants. No wheezing or crackles noted. Abdomen, soft, non-tender bowel sounds times 4. She is obese. Extremities, normal range of motion. She's got edema noted as she is wearing compression socks on the right lower extremity, not on the left. Skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1. COPD exacerbation, number 2, acute sinusitis. Patient will be given a shot of Rocephin and Decadron in the office. She does not wish to do a chest x-ray at this time, but she does agree to get a Z-Pak as well as a Metrol dose pack for home. If patient has any worsening of symptoms, she will go immediately to the emergency room for a full workup, including blood work, chest x-ray possible, CAT scan of her chest if needed. She does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.